Good morning. Once again, this is Father Joseph Hagen speaking with you from the Priory of St. Vincent Ferrer. I'm joined with Father Walter, and again, our great privilege to have the guest, the newly ordained guest, sorry, still morning, I guess, Father Jonah here. Today we are going to meditate on the third sorrowful mystery, when Jesus is crowned with thorns. Father Jonah, I think you have something to lead us off with.
Well, the mystery of the crowning of thorns in some way is one of the most human moments in Christ's passion, because it's always struck me as so completely unnecessary. Mm-hmm. He's going to be executed, but the crowning of thorns and the mockery of the soldiers contributes in no way to actually killing Jesus. It's sheerly to humiliate him.
Just spite.
And so it's, you see that Christ enters into every aspect of human suffering. He's not just there to do the job of get on the cross and die as soon as possible. He wants to let his love flow into every crevice of human suffering, and so he permits himself to be mocked. And there's this one moment within the crown of thorns where the soldiers begin to strike him.
Yes.
And they say, "Prophesy, who was it that struck you?" And the really overwhelming thing to realize is that he knew.
Yes.
He knew the fist that was hitting his face, and not only did he know that soldier, that man, he, as God, was holding that man in existence.
Mm-hmm.
He was permitting that fist to hit him and did not retaliate. So you also see in this most unnecessary, immature, evil moment, the humility and just flexible love of God that can receive even the sort of most shameful things we do to him and to each other and to ourselves, and still knows us, loves us, and waits for us.
And I love how, as you were saying, the knowledge and the love go together. So that he knows the whole story of each of these soldiers. He knows when they've been hit. He knows the whole. And particularly thinking about how when they did hit him, most likely they would get some of his blood on them. Mm-hmm. To see that as him, as his gift, like, "I am here to save you, even as you hate me, I will save you." We don't know in the particular life story of each of these soldiers how they ended up, but we do know that, you know, give it a couple centuries and the city of Rome is then belongs to Jesus Christ in a very powerful way. And just to see in a very way that just boggles worldly logic, that the meek are blessed because they will inherit the land.
Well, that's right. And in a sense, Jesus is being mocked by the crowning of the thorns, but actually God is mocking earthly pretense.
Mm.
That's the aspect of the passion, that every kind of imperial power that there is, religious, secular, the power of the mob is brought to bear on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are shown to be vain, you know, futile.
Yes.
You know, in the face of God's plan.
And that sort of connects with like Psalm 2, there's another psalm, like how like the kings conspire against the Lord.
Why this tumult among nations,
and
among peoples, this useless murmuring.
Yeah.
And then it talks about they arise, the kings of the earth, princes plot against the Lord
and
his anointed. And then the next line is, he who sits in the heavens
laughs.
The Lord is laughing them to scorn, so that God is not swayed.
And this is fulfilled, though, in this strange way, where the mighty Lord, the King of Kings, endures this suffering that for a bystander, they may not see him as the Lord of Lords. They might see him as the Lord of Worms, you know, like that sort of insult he received. And that calls us to that faith. Faith, first and foremost, in Christ himself, that in these moments of great meekness, he is still Lord. And then faith that when he calls us to similar moments of meekness, even just as simple as being misunderstood by someone, that we are with him in this mystery, and that we show our royal dignity as sons and daughters of the Father by simply responding with oftentimes a quiet love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's an intense mystery, but I mean, that's what it is. So It's an honor to meditate upon it with you, to meditate upon the face of Christ with you. Let's ask St. Veronica, even though she comes later, but her great love for the face of Christ. We ask the Lord to bless you today, that you would know his face, and that he would give you strength to respond simply with love to whatever happens today. Thank you as always for joining us, and we hope to speak with you tomorrow. God bless.